The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There was a guy, he passed away, Lava Shalom. His name was Walter Carey, Lava Shalom. And this is an amazing story. You might know, I'm friends with his son, Moshe Carey. You know Moshe. Dudu. David Carey, right? So his father had a store in Pinckney Avenue. He had a store in Pinckney Avenue. And that year, Xmas was on a Friday night. And Friday day, he was extremely busy. And you know how it is, the store is buzzing, and you know, some guys, they love it. This is the busy season, it's finally, and then boom, and the store is busting with customers. And he calls up Rav Moshe Feinstein, he's very, very close to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi, give me chizuk! I can't have so many customers, so much mess! Tell me something, chizuk! He says, don't do it. Remember Shabbat is in the Kor Barakha, don't mess around with that Shabbat. So, he got the chizuk, and he's looking, and he sees the store still busting, and Fridays on Xmas, when is Shabbat then, Isaac? Well, about 4:30, 4 o'clock, you know? Like, this is the show Hashem's testing the person, you know? It could have been any time in the summer, let it be now, and the window, he had to close at 4 o'clock. And what do he do? He's sitting there, and he sees all the customers are in his store, and he can't get them out. And he's pushing them away. Excuse me, come back after the weekend. We'll give you half off. What do you mean? I need it for my gift. I'm going tonight to my this, to my that. Please, I beg you, come back at a different time. Nobody wants to pay attention, and everybody's online waiting to pay. He says, what am I going to do? He thinks, I got an idea. He gets up on the counter and he says, there's a fire in the building. There's a fire in the building. Fire. Everybody drops everything. Fire, they ran out. The fire department comes back in. They see, where is the fire? Oh, it's a false alarm. You called us, right? You're getting a ticket for calling a false alarm. This is a craziness. How'd you do such a thing? You got a ticket. And that year, he made enough money to buy the building that he was in. Yeah, true story. Yeah? Because when you're with Hashem, you have everything. There's nothing that you're lacking. But hadn't been it vice versa. If a person, let me do it my way. Hashem says, your way is the highway. My way is the right way. That's the way it is. And that's the lessons that we learn. You should know, there was a rabbi named Rav Yaakov Yosef Weiss. He was in the Holocaust. He passed away a few years ago. And he used to say to his friend that was in the Holocaust with him, survived the Holocaust, listen. He says, Hashem is with us. Don't worry. HaGadol was with us. And his friend is all the time saying, okay. You know how it is. Sometimes you try to get a person religious. Okay, I heard this. Yeah. So he's telling about the emunah all the time, emunah. And the guy says, okay. So finally they were in the gas chambers. And the guy says to Rav Yaakov Yosef Weiss, he says, now where's your emunah? Tell me, what do you have to say now? I'm listening. What are you going to say now? We're in the gas chamber. What are you going to say? The Rav Yaakov Yosef Weiss turns to his friend and says, the Torah teaches us that we never give up hope, even to the last minute. The Nazi outside, he shuts the door to the gas chamber, and as he's shutting it, it's a bit too tight. He can't fully close the door. He opens up the door again. He sees a heavy guy, and he says, you're a little bit heavy. He pulls him out, and then he shuts the door. And then it closes. Who was the guy who pulled out? Rav Yaakov Yosef Weiss. Because he had the emunah, he had bitachon, even the last moment. Because the Torah teaches us, we never give up hope. No matter where you are in life, and no matter what position you're in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there, and in 1 second he can save you.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org